Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Business liquor license transfer passes with some opposition. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Fiesta Tequila Mexican Restaurant, located on Gillette Avenue, asked for consideration to transfer their retail liquor license at the Gillette City Council meeting Tuesday night. The transfer of the liquor license would go to Maverick Incorporated. The Maverick convenience store on South Douglas Highway plans to remodel the store to sell packaged liquor after obtaining the license. The request was submitted along with the layout of the plans to build the vault, which is a glass enclosure to display beer, wine, and liquor for sale to the public. A representative from Maverick, Utana Archuleta, who is the licensing manager, was in attendance to answer questions from the council. They had plans to add adult chillers, which she described as slushies with alcohol. Maverick has 16 locations around the state with liquor licenses. All but one has adult chiller machines. She brought an example of what the containers would look like. After closing public comment on the consideration, a motion was made to approve. Before discussion began, Councilwoman Tricia Simonson made a motion to table the issue until next council meeting on December 6th. Simonson said she wanted more time to go over the application and plans since council had only received the changes the day before the meeting. After looking at the floor plan, I do have some concerns. We would be setting a precedent for future establishments to have liquor in these facilities. Councilman Billy Montgomery seconded the motion. She continued by saying it wasn't the liquor being behind closed doors that was an issue, but the plans also outlined two different areas where beer and wine would be outside the vault, including the addition of the slushy machines. Montgomery referred to the new Farmers Co-op by Camplex as a good example of how liquor should be contained in convenience stores. Gillette Police Chief Chuck Deaton was asked by council if there's been any issues with the adult slushies from the other retailers who currently sell them. According to Deaton, law enforcement hasn't had issues with the beverages so far. He stated open container laws will apply no matter what type of alcohol is purchased, and officers are trained to look for signs of impairment in a driver. After much discussion, the motion to table the issue was rescinded after an agreement was reached with council and Maverick that all alcohol would be contained in the vault and no slushy machines would be used. The transfer finally passed with the new changes. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.